Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back into From the Diamond with Grant McCauley on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, live from the Kia Studios in Midtown. We continue our trip around the big leagues, and it is my pleasure to welcome Anthony Castrovince of MLB.com into the show. You can follow him on social media at Castrovince, and you can find his work at MLB.com. Really, really great stuff. It runs the gamut, and that is exactly what we're going to do here today. Anthony, thanks so much for the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
I want to dive into something that we saw this week that I think overdue might be one way to put it, but intriguing is probably the way that everybody would describe it, and that is the ABS challenge system coming to a ballpark near you. We got a peek at this thing in spring training. It's been beta tested in the minor leagues, but MLB finally ready to embrace the technology and put it in the hands of its players. Where do you fall on this, and do you believe it's going to accomplish the goal of, I guess, improving the strike zone?
Yeah, it's been a long road to this point. You know, they've been fine-tuning the quote-unquote robot umps for some time, and it's taken a while for the technology to be a place where they feel it's worthy of some sort of inclusion at the major league level. They've also tested it out in multiple forms in the minor leagues, and, I mean, it's hard to get people to get widespread agreement on anything, but there was very widespread agreement that the challenge system was superior to so-called full ABS, which would be, you know, a robot calling the entire game. That really seemed to weigh the game down, more walks, and just not baseball-y. You know, I mean, there are certain things we accept in our sport as just part of the game, where an umpire strike zone is sometimes adjusted to just the situation. A 12-2 game is different than a 2-1 game, right? You know, so I think there's just kind of a general practice that people in baseball accept. And the ABS does, when you're full robot umps, does not allow for that. So, yeah, I think there's just kind of a general consensus that, look, if we're doing anything with ABS, it's going to be the challenge system. I, for one, really like it because I just like that it adds strategy to the game. You know, you have to be very judicious with how you use your allotted challenges, you know, within a game. And so you got to be a good team player. You know, there's selfish moments to use it, but it might not be the best place in the game to use it. So you saw in the minor leagues, I mean, different teams would try different things. Some of them would have a rule like you can't do it in the first 5 innings. But of course, you know, the highest leverage moment in a game might be in the first 5 innings. So it's kind of a touchy thing, but I love that element of it. But this whole thing is fascinating because, you know, to me, like, the pitch clock was a no-brainer in that, like, it was a no-brainer that baseball had to speed up and they had to find a way to do that. This is a little more nuanced. It's like you're not necessarily solving a problem. I know in fans' eyes it's a big problem, but if you look at it statistically, I mean, the umpires are really good, in some argument that they're better than ever, because stuff, you know, it's faster than ever, there's more movement than ever, it's harder than ever to call balls and strikes behind the plate. I think we've seen from the data in the challenge system, like, this is not solving some major ills. I mean, it's the number of challenges per game in spring training and in AAA is like 2 per game. The overturn rate is roughly 50%. So you think about that, these are the most quote unquote controversial balls and strikes, right? And half of them are correct by the ump. So it's not like solving some major issue that the pitch clock did with pace, but it is something I think is worth doing.
Yeah, I am intrigued to see as they roll it out, will there be any adjustments to this? Will the challenges go up? Will they go down? Will, as you said, there be just strategy that teams employ that may mitigate the effect that many people might be expecting out of this? I know that the fans and myself, I mean, I've grown up watching baseball, and I can see that, well, that's a call that changes the at-bat because instead of being 2-0, now it's 1-1, and all of those different things. And I guess that's all kind of baked in to what they're looking to improve here, at least give the opportunity for a hitter or a pitcher to try to claim a pitch and a play and a call that could help them and maybe get them back in a count, or in some ways, I guess, as we start to unpack and unwind everything, perhaps change the game. Where do you feel like the umpires are on this? Because as we see it get integrated, I mean, no one wants their calls to get overturned. You mentioned that the data, it was kind of a 50-50, so a toss-up borderline, if you will, but I'm sure they don't want to see their decisions and calls overturned, especially if it were to be routinely. And no one wants to have their mistakes broadcast to the world as well. So how have they adopted to, or how have they, I guess, embraced the technology to come?
Well, it had to be negotiated with the umpires unions to even get to this point, you know. So I think ultimately they come down on, you know, wanting the biggest calls to be correct.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take great pride in what they do, and they should. I mean, it's an extremely difficult job. And you think about what has been put on the umpire's plate in recent years, you know, with the new rules and everything that goes into just enforcing that over the course of the game. I mean, they have so much to be paying attention to now that goes well and beyond what they were initially trained, you know?
Yeah.
Monitoring the defensive shifts in the infield, right? Keeping an eye on the pitch timer, keeping track of timeouts and all that stuff. So I think ultimately there is just a feeling like, all right, let's get the calls right. I don't think they want to cede their job behind the plate to a robot, and this is not forcing them to do that. This is just, like I said, the quote-unquote biggest calls and conceivably the biggest moments, much like the replay review system. But I look at the data, and I'm like, it gives me more appreciation for what these guys do. So I think we've been spoiled by these broadcasts that have the strike zone. Now, it's important to understand that the strike zone on you know, the regional Braves broadcast versus the ESPN broadcast versus, I mean, it changes from broadcast to broadcast. It's not always accurate to what the umpires are actually being graded on. And it's easy for us to sit on our couches and to judge these guys, but it's a very difficult job. And again, I mean, to me, the proof is in the overturn rate. When you look at AAA last year, the overturn percentage on these ABS calls was 50.6%. In spring training in the big leagues this year, 52.2%. So, you know, half the time they were right on the absolute most difficult calls. So they do a really good job. And I think that needs to be kind of an overarching theme is like, we're not necessarily solving a major problem here. It's just a matter of having these high leverage moments, making sure that they're done correctly.
Yeah, some incremental improvement to the game, the evolution of the game, if you will. And am I hearing right that not every hitter has the eye of Barry Bonds and every pitcher have the precision of Greg Maddux? So maybe there is something to be said for the human element, for that matter, being a factor. And you brought up the strike zone boxes that we see on television, and I'd always felt like they were different. And then I think it was a year or two ago, I saw somebody overlay the different national broadcast boxes over one of the regional ones, and it might have even been the Braves one. And I thought to myself, wow, that would really change the way that my perception as a viewer would be about the strike zone. But I'm going to put that aside. I'm going to step out of the box. I'm going to call my one timeout and stop with the ABS here and move on to something that I think is extremely important across baseball as we chat with Anthony Castrovince of MLB.com about the week that was in MLB. Some big news for the strike zone, but something else I feel like is always worth a good focus is Lou Gehrig Day, fifth annual one across Major League Baseball, honoring the legacy of the Hall of Famer, his battle with the disease, raising awareness and funds, of course, to fight ALS. You wrote a great piece about Lou Gehrig's final years with a focus on his last season and how he battled the beginning stages of ALS throughout that. Can you walk us through what you found out about that 1938 campaign and, in hindsight, why it was so much more significant than anybody could have realized at the time?
Yeah, in 1938, well, the year before, you still have peak caliber Lou Gehrig. And then the next season was kind of this weird thing. He was actually filming a movie before spring training, and then there's some reporting that, you know, maybe he was showing signs of weakness while filming that movie. He shows up in spring training. He just doesn't have the same thump in his bat that he'd had before. And people are, you know, very much aware of this and reporting on this, and he's aware of it and discussing it and saying, yeah, just the ball was just not rocketing off his bat like it had in the past. And he goes about the season and he has a slow start. Midway through the year, he actually goes on quite a run. He just gets hot and he goes on a tear. And so the Yankees go to the World Series, as they tend to do. And at the time, you know, and Lou Gehrig has a few hits in the World Series, and, you know, that's that. That's his season. But what nobody could understand at the time is that very likely, I mean, from all the reporting and all the things he was saying about what's going on with his body and that kind of thing, like, he was playing with ALS. I think it's pretty solid footing to say that. Mm-hmm. And he hit 29 home runs. He hit 32 doubles. So at the time, it was looked upon as his worst full season. But I would make the argument that it's one of the most amazing things anyone's ever done, you know, to have ALS beginning to rob your body of its vitality and to still have the season he had. And then, of course, the following year is 1939, and that's the year where, you know, he finally has to take himself out of the lineup. He goes to the Mayo Clinic and, you know, ultimately gets diagnosed with ALS, and that's the end of his career. But the decline really began the year before. You know, again, nobody really knew or understood what was going on with him. It was many decades before we, you know, had a deeper understanding of ALS.
Yeah.
And to this day, there's no cure. And there's just so many awful things out there, cancers and whatnot. But, man, this is the worst disease. Yeah. It's underfunded. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things where once you see it, you can't unsee it. Our dear friend at MLB, Sarah Langs, was diagnosed several years ago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and that's very unusual. A young woman in her 20s diagnosed with ALS. And this is just one of the greatest people I've ever known. Just one of the most sweetest, just smart, hard work. Like, everything about her is to the hilt. And to see her diagnosed and to watch her condition deteriorate in the last few years has only made me all the more motivated to do everything I can to get funding for this awful thing and treatments. And the bottom line is they just haven't made a lot of progress. There's been treatments that have come out, but it's just this incurable thing. It's brutal. It's terrible what it does to people and their families and the financial burden it can cause. So I'm so glad that MLB does this every year now, because it's only natural to have a Lou Gehrig Day. And I don't think there's any other sport that has a disease so closely associated with it. You know, it's just the nature of it with, you know, it's Lou Gehrig's disease and therefore it's baseball's disease. And I'm glad they've taken ownership of that.
No, I think that's a really, really great way to put it. And I'd echo everything you said about Sarah. Anyone who's followed her work for any amount of time knows her love for the game and obviously the understanding of how terrible this disease is. And to raise awareness, to raise funds, and to hopefully find a cure for this thing one day, that is a worthwhile goal for all of us to strive toward. I know this may not seem big in all of the talk about Lou Gehrig this week and obviously the focus on ALS, but I mean, I've looked at the greatest player debate as one of the most subjective debates that we'll ever have in baseball. There is no one right answer, but I almost feel like Gehrig's legacy has been defined so much so by ALS, by his early passing, by the consecutive game streak even. But prime Lou Gehrig, Anthony, I mean, he has as good an argument as anyone. Then you consider he had to do most of the work in his career batting after some guy named Babe Ruth was done clearing the bases. I mean, it's incredible to think about what he did and to look at those stats.
It's interesting because his career, it really exists in the shadow of Babe Ruth and in the shadow of ALS. But yeah, I mean, it certainly stands on its own. This guy was, you know, country strong, as they say. Mm-hmm. You know, Babe Ruth changed the game with his power. And then Lou Gehrig, you know, rode in just a few years later and put up power numbers that to this day define the position of first base. You know, it's very easy to get lost in the storyline of him being the Babe's running mate, so to speak, and his sidekick, and also that, you know, he was felled by this awful, awful disease that essentially bears his name now. But yeah, the numbers are pretty good.
Yeah, no, they absolutely are. wrapping up here with Anthony Castrovince of MLB.com. Want to cover a little bit of something different here that we've seen. MLB taking a swing at professional softball. You've done some work on this story as well. Tell us a little bit about the AUSL, what we need to know about it, and what MLB is hoping to see from this venture.
Yeah, I went to the league's media day last week and got to know a lot of the players, and it really does get you invested in it because a player going into her college softball career, you think about a baseball player going in his college career, he can be thinking about, okay, I'm going to play 3 years here and then I'm going to get drafted. And I'm going pro and, you know, that's my path. Whereas a softball player, it's like, okay, I'm going in, I'm going to play all 4 years, first of all. And then I don't know. I mean, will this league that exists today, will it exist 4 years from now? It's been a couple of like very short-term, unfortunately, fly-by-night professional softball leagues. The Athletes Unlimited for the last 5 years has had this summer competition. If, you know, for a few weeks they play, and it's like this individualized competition. It's kind of interesting. Like, you're playing on a team, but you're the points are individual. So that's kind of cool. But again, like, that's not like what you shoot for as a player going. So now this is something that, you know, an incoming freshman in college who's good, like, this is something to potentially aim for because this feels a lot more stable because it has the backing of MLB. And this first season will be a little interesting. It's just four teams and they're just traveling the country. None of them are tied to any city, but that'll change next year. But it's just it's a great thing to see because this is really blowing up. I mean, women's sports in general have really caught steam here of late, and softball in particular. You know, the popularity of sport has really taken off and is a good way to tap into it. And having that MLB backing gives it the legitimacy that it would not have otherwise had. And having Kim Ang, you know, the former Marlins GM, be the commissioner, you know, that was a big part of that. So it looks fun. You know, I almost hate to say it, I'm a baseball writer and baseball is my number one, but I can admit that softball is a better TV product. You know, it's just there's more action. It's smaller field. It's more stuff happening. It's faster paced. So you could see where people would kind of gravitate towards it.
No, you definitely can. There is a lot to like about it. And to have that venue or have that venture and opportunity in front of you as a young, aspiring, high-level player to have a career after your collegiate days, that I think is something that makes sense for a lot of people and should be a lot of fun to see how this evolves. Anthony, appreciate all your time as always, and we'll look forward to catching up with you down the road as the 2025 season continues to roll on.
Absolutely, Grant. Thanks for having me, man.
He is Anthony Castrovince of MLB.com. Make sure you follow him on social at Castrovince. It is always a good time when I get to catch up with him. When we come back, though, we're going to have to talk about something that is not a good time, and that is what's going on with the 2025 Braves. Their playoff odds are getting longer and longer by the day. I'm going to go inside the numbers and tell you exactly where the Braves are at this point of the season and what they'll need to do to turn it around if they have any hopes of making it to October. That comes your way next on From the Diamond with Grant McCauley on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.